Welcome to Short Take. Devrim Lingnau made her debut in a leading role in the British film production Carmilla. She then went on to take part in TV projects such as the ARD series Almen and starred in the feature film Our House. In 2023, Devrim took on the leading role alongside Nicolette Kriebitz in the feature film Hysteria. She was awarded the German Acting Award as Best Emerging Actress for her portrayal of Empress Elizabeth in the Emmy-winning Netflix series The Empress in the same year. In 2024, she starred in the German-French co-production Lady Nazca. In addition to her acting career, Devrim is a master student at the Karlsruhe Academy of Art in Ulla von Brandenburg's class. She is also Germany's EFP Shooting Star 2025. We talked to Devrim via video call for this interview. Hi, Devrim.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Awake, open, but also vulnerable.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I do go for very long walks. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I do most of the time. I really enjoy that.
Do you have a secret obsession that you are willing to share?
Actually, and this comes together with the walks, I think I really enjoy or can enjoy being on my own. But I don't know if it's like a secret obsession.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be anything film related, but it obviously can be.
So actually, I haven't done that many other jobs. I was mm-hmm. working as a waitress, and I was also like in a bar and in a pastry shop. Mm-hmm. I did that. And then I quickly started acting. So I think I would say acting is okay. Definitely my favorite job.
Yeah. All right. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Due to my studies, fine art studies, mm-hmm. and traveling a lot, I think I met a lot of friends that are not in the film industry. And I really appreciate that they come from very different crafts. Mm-hmm. So some are historians and some are craftsmen and some are artists and some are geologists. And I really appreciate that I learn so many things from my friends. Mm-hmm. That's a great gift, I think, yeah. And that they really enrich my point of view, yeah, also mm-hmm. in a political way, because it's always important to have a wider web to see different positions.
What is your favorite food? And it can be either a dish or it can be a cuisine.
I would say Turkish cuisine.
Yeah. Perfect. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
I would definitely spend more time on doing my arts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I would shoot less, I would definitely work more on that.
Okay. Yeah. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think I would like to memorize more, mm-hmm. and especially dreams. Mm. I would really like to remember all my dreams. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched that really resonated with you or touched you?
I have something in mind, but that is actually already quite long ago. So when I was still I went to a DVD shop. Mm-hmm. You still had those shops, you know, mm-hmm. where you would go to get DVDs. And I went there with my mother. And I was about to get sick and had to rest in bed. So we got some DVDs for it. Mm-hmm. And then I chose Princessin Mononoke. Mm. And I watched that. And that really influenced me a lot. And really resonated with like this 13-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's Jakob von Gunten by Robert Walser. Mm-hmm. And I'm preparing this for a shoot with Aisha Pollard. We make a movie about Der Gehülfe, The Servant by mm-hmm. Robert Walser. And therefore, I try to read all of his books. So at the moment, mm-hmm. I'm with Jakob von Gunten and I just finished it today. And tomorrow, I will start Geschwister Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, I mean, it's also a big, how do you say, recommendation, yeah, because I think he's a Swiss author and he's not very well known in Germany. Mm. And I mean, in Swiss he is, but in Germany not so much. And he was, in the beginning of the last century, not very well seen as an author, but actually he is quite interesting because he was one of the first ones, like Gertrude Stein, maybe, who was writing about homosexuality and questioning gender. And I think it could be also interesting for a younger audience to read that.
Yeah, and to get a different view.
Yeah, because also it's because it is already like 120 years ago that he wrote it. And of course, then you didn't have the terms that we use these days to describe gender or sex questions, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually quite interesting to read something about it where you have the different terminology.
Definitely. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Two come to my mind. I really have loved the anti-hero of J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah.
Holden Caulfield, the protagonist, because he's like the teenage ordinary anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
And for a time, I could really relate with that. There's this book, Der Mann im Jasmin, and it's actually about a woman who's losing her mind.
And, ooh, okay.
But it's an observation.
Yeah.
Of what could be reality and what could be everything that we would understand as unreal. And she's seeing somebody in the jasmine standing there watching her, and then she's getting a really strong bond with him. Actually, I just forgot her name. But she's this really inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the question, no? What inspires me?
Actually, that's fine. We'll take that answer.
Unika Zürn is the name of the author.
Okay.
A great author.
Yeah.
Also a great painter.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
You're just dropping my interest left and right. That's great. Now we're getting a bit more film focused. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
Actually, it already came out in 2024. I haven't seen it. I think many people did already, but I can't wait to see it. It's Kurtwin Ayub's Mond. Yeah. And I'm really craving for this movie.
Okay.
Because I think also that Florentina Holzinger, it's so interesting and great that she got casted for the lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm really interested in Florentina's performance arts. I can't wait to see it.
I mean, you already gave us some recommendations, but we're asking for more. Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with recently or are going to work with?
I already mentioned Aisha Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait to work with her next year.
Yeah.
And I think also Im Toten Winkel in The Blind Spot is just really outstanding for German cinema.
Yeah.
So I am very curious to work with her.
Yeah.
And then also a good friend of mine, her name is Victoria Xiangrui Ruhe, a German-Chinese director. She's from the KHM in Köln, and she's doing her first feature film this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an all-female cast kung fu film, and I can't wait for that. Yeah,
nice. And now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I think that I can have quite different paces. I can be very fast and I can be very slow. It really helps to have different paces in that.
And now we're doing a little bit of a 180. What do you dislike about yourself?
Maybe the same. Maybe that I can be very slow and then sometimes too quick with things. Yeah,
yeah,
I think it has those two sides.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Oh, I have a situation in my mind, but I will not tell.
Okay.
I think generally speaking, I was a bit too shy in a situation.
Okay.
I would have loved to be more confrontive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which random thing makes you happy?
as I said, I love to go on walks, and mm-hmm. I think I like it. It's really random, but I really like wind and fresh mm-hmm. air. Mm-hmm. I think that's really,
yeah,
very important to mm-hmm. wind. Yeah, wind especially. Yeah.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I just had breakfast and was listening to an NTS show, mm-hmm. and there was a person speaking on NTS, and she said also due to the political situation that we're mm-hmm. in at the moment and facing troubled times, she said, if there's no tomorrow, there's still today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as feminists or as queer people,
yeah,
I mean, we were always facing troubled times, so I think we know how to deal with loss and and hopelessness. So, I mean, yeah, I think that sentence really suits quite well to say mm-hmm. if there's no tomorrow, there's still today, because that gives you some strength also, you know, to continue.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're at the last question already, which might be a little bit odd for you to answer. I don't know. We'll see. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Oh, there's such great actresses. I mean, it's really hard to choose. But at the moment, spontaneously, I would say Emma Darcy. And then it would be amazing if it's directed and written by maybe Miranda Julie.
Sounds like something I would definitely watch. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Debra. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.